is Beyond Belief Beyond Belief, Appendix H. Why our publications focus on good news. A statement by the 1888 Message Study Committee. From time to time, readers inquire what our relationship is to various independent ministries whose points of emphasis have a different focus than ours. Is there some contribution that the Lord would have us make to the work of preparing a people for the return of Christ? We believe wholeheartedly in the special mission the Lord has assigned to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that of proclaiming the unique, everlasting gospel of the three angels' messages of Revelation 14. A fourth angel is to give great power to the third angel's message in verity. Prophecy calls for the world to be lightened with his glory. However, after 150 years, the vast proportion of those who dwell on the earth have no intelligent grasp of what that message is. All our best efforts, evangelistic and institutional, have not succeeded in preparing our people to receive the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit, nor to give the loud cry message to the world. At this writing, there are hundreds of independent ministries that have sprung up, most in recent years, each convinced it has a contribution to make. Could it be that the Lord has something to do with this phenomenal multitude of rocks crying out? Ellen White recognized this possibility, while at the same time warning all and sundry not to rush into irregular ministry without deep humbling of heart to make sure that the real motivation is not an unconsecrated desire to arise and shine. In the final tragic years of the overthrow of the kingdom of Judah, there were many prophets, some few of which were true, such as Jeremiah, while many were false. But all were independent ministries, in that the kings, princes, and priests did not control them. The Lord said of most of them, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Although he was against them, each vainly imagined in his Laodicean blindness he had a divine commission. An example was Hananiah the son of Azza the prophet, who arrogantly thought he could speak in the name of the Lord, but who made this people to trust in a lie and died for his crime. They shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. The term Ellen White used for independent ministries was irregular lines. Especially in regard to new work in the South, she supported such irregular lines against the thinly veiled opposition of brethren in the regular lines. It is tragic to waste time and energy fighting others who may be led of the Lord. The work that must be done is so vast that no group, no committee, can embrace all its ramifications. God forbid that we should hinder His Holy Spirit. On the other hand, we must not encourage fanatical, disloyal elements who are in reality self-motivated false prophets. God's people have a right to demand what are the credentials of any irregular ministry. One of Laodicea's crying needs is eye salve with which to exercise sanctified discernment. Someone must awaken us. The ecumenical movement will bring the Protestant churches within the aegis of the Roman Catholic Church. The movement is seen especially in the widespread growth of the charismatic renewal and its celebration liturgy, neurolinguistic programming, subtle hypnotic techniques of pastoral celebrants, doubt cast upon the inspiration of the Bible and the prophetic ministry of Ellen White, historical criticism undermining biblical history, and a counterfeit of genuine justification by faith. As crime and immorality abound, the world is fast becoming another Sodom and Gomorrah. Genuine threats to the survival of the human race cause many thoughtful people to fulfill our Lord's prophecy that men's hearts will be failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Warnings to flee the wrath to come are legion. They should be heeded. But the 1888 Message Study Committee see our mission as unique, to proclaim the much more abounding grace of righteousness by faith as the Lord wanted us to understand it in that most precious message of 1888. Fear is understandable as a powerful motivation, but fear will not bring lasting revival and reformation. Only a true justification by faith will grip the human heart and motivate to never-ending devotion to the one who died for us.